put the EU back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner. It is the Geeks, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.
Yeah, buddy.
Better known as
the Data Doctors.
Yeah, that's us. Of course, due to the tragic events of last week, our show was preempted for obvious reasons, and we continue to work our way through, as well I'm sure you are, working your way through the various feelings you have watching and learning about all the events of last week, but our hearts continue to go out for those families, but we're going to try to turn this into our Computer Corner show again.
Yeah, Rosie said that we were going to take all the happiness he created on his show and kill it all in the first couple minutes.
I think I just did it.
People have their computer problems, and we're going to attempt to not do that today.
Actually, we're going to have a little bit of fun with digital images and some things you can do. A lot of people are getting digital cameras. They take the pictures. They can download them into their computer. They can kind of print them, and that's kind of all they're doing with them. And so we're going to try to open up your eyes to some of the other things that can be done with these images that you, if you've had a digital camera for any length of time, you probably have hundreds, if not thousands of images. And, you know, they're there. They're great. You can burn copies. They're digital. They're going to be there forever. But, gosh, there's a whole lot more you can do with it, so we're going to try to give you some ideas.
If you've got questions on digital images, digital cameras, how to print digital pictures, where to print them, what kind of photo processing equipment you might need, what kind of printers, any kind of questions at all about digital cameras, or anything else computer-related, you can get us here in the studio at 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
And we don't have an 800 number. So
no, we don't. We found out that it went away a while ago.
Yeah, and 2 years after it went away, we're still giving out the number.
I guess we didn't get the memo, huh?
Darr.
I guess I wondered why the phone number wasn't printed on the board anymore.
Yeah. Well,
hey, nice of you to join us there.
Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was out there, she said.
The lovely and talented producer of the show.
But she'll be answering those calls right quickly, and we'll get to them and to your questions.
Hey, later
on. If you can't reach us on the phone, let me quickly throw out our website address. It's datadoctors.com/radio. There you can see all the things we're talking about today and links to be able to ask a question or make a suggestion right there, and they come to us live here in the studio on the air.
Sort of, maybe. Hey, later on, too, at the bottom of the hour, the 10:30 hour after the news, we're going to have a guest on to answer a question that somebody had in an earlier show we never actually got to. Somebody wanted to know about this broadband long-distance company called Vonage. This is a new way of having unlimited long-distance through your high-speed internet connection. They wanted to know, you know, what's the deal? So we did a lot of investigating. We've done a lot of talking. We've done some signing up. And we're going to give you the full story on if you have a Cox high-speed internet service, which we hope you do. There's a new service out there that if you do a lot of long-distance, you may want to look into. And we'll get you the full scoop on that at the bottom of the hour.
And they even have a service for business users. Say you have in your business, you know, you have your four or five business lines, but you want to add a couple extra. Maybe you do business frequently in other areas like San Francisco or New York or wherever it is, and you have a lot of clients that call. Instead of having to pay their bill or them having to pay the bill to call long distance, you can get numbers there and add them to your existing phone service. And
it's
there's
cool
all
stuff.
Kinds of cool things. So
don't give it away now.
Stay tuned in the show for all of that. We have such a commitment to excellence that one of us even might have signed up for that stuff. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to have our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and our Cox high-speed internet site of the week. So stay tuned for all that good stuff. And, of course, any kind of question, it doesn't have to be about digital cameras, digital images, anything like that, all are welcome.
What you do is you wait for somebody to hang up, because right now the lines are all booked, and then you dial 602-277-5827. And if you have the Vonage phone service, call us from your Vonage digital phone. That'll be kind of fun anyway.
That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Shall we try to get Adam in here? Is Brian up to speed on Brian number two?
I think he's ready, so if he pushes the button, then we'll bring in Adam, and it'll be Adam's acronym time.
Hey, Adam.
Hey. D-A-M, that stands for him. It's time for Adam's acronym.
Boy, it's been a little while since we've heard from you between all of the various issues with your schedule and ours.
Yes, it has.
We've missed you.
I haven't been here in the last couple of weeks.
I know, it's crazy. For those of you new to our show, Adam is...
crazy. Speaking of crazy.
22, how old are you?
12.
Oh, 12. Yeah, he's 12.
12.
And he comes to our show every week with a real live acronym, something so that you may learn a little bit more about this wonderful world of computers or technology.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news for you.
All right.
The bad news is that the 12-year-old geek from Glendale will no longer be on this show.
Oh, no!
The good news is there will be a 13-year-old geek from Glendale on next week.
All right!
Are you getting your cousin to call or what?
No, my birthday's tomorrow.
Ooh. Wow.
I wonder if we have a happy birthday sound. You keep talking. I'm going to look for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, collective happy birthday. All the listeners need to call in and give Adam a happy birthday.
Okay.
All right.
And I have a really good acronym that goes with digital photography.
Dibbidabidabida. Swing batter.
It's one of the first acronyms I ever explained on this radio show.
What's that?
Today's acronym is TWAIN.
TWAIN. TWAIN stands for?
Technology without an important name.
I thought it was interesting.
Important.
Oh, okay. Now, why the heck would they call something TWAIN and give it that meaning? I mean, what the heck's that mean? What's TWAIN for?
Well, TWAIN is for getting pictures off digital cameras.
Really?
It's a standard you can use.
Oh.
Like, I have a little digital camera, and when I want to download pictures off of it to my graphics program, I use a TWAIN capture.
Oh, that's what that little, sometimes you can, you're kind of clicking through all the little menus in your program, and you see this TWAIN stuff?
Yeah, I usually see it under Acquire, something like that.
Now, are digital cameras the only TWAIN devices?
No, if you have a webcam or a camcorder that takes still pictures, you can use TWAIN for those.
How about them scanner things?
Yeah.
Scanners.
Yeah,
basically anything that can generate an image, generally you have a TWAIN option.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason why you would or would not want to use TWAIN?
Well, basically TWAIN is one of the standards. If you use something else other than TWAIN, you might start getting proprietary.
Ah,
and that's
okay.
Not good.
Well, and in some cases, I think maybe some of this this TWAIN where you have to select things with USB and some of the newer things that are out there, you don't even have to select this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of happening in the background for you. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool.
Yep.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
He found one.
Happy birthday.
Isn't that cool? It's like a regional happy birthday.
That works.
Adam, you're a gentleman in a school bus. We appreciate you coming on again and all that hard work and bringing some knowledge, some content to this show.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hey. I brought the happiness back.
Yes, you did. Something happy
like
birthday,
that, huh?
Buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
You're going to be a teenager.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a teenager.
Yeah, don't remind my parents.
You're going to be out of control from this point on, right?
No.
All right.
No way.
All right, making the world safe for all the acronyms out there. It's Adam from Glendale. Adam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
And you're listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn over there. Brandon Isney over here. And we'll be back right after this short break. Spider-Man, Doug.